Good morning. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015. I have Sherry Mayo and Zach Desmond in the studio there with Braveheart volunteers. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning, Emily.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Sherry, you are the board president of Braveheart volunteers. How did you get involved with this initiative? How did it all start for you?
Well, it actually started for me with the death of my dad, who came up here and to stay for the last 3 years of his life. And he was able to die at home. Oriella Hughes, who was one of the founding members of Braveheart, Sick of Faith in Action at the time, was working for the home health out of Sick of Community Hospital. And she came and helped us out during that period of time. So it inspired me. She was also in 2002. They got it organized enough to offer services to the public as a means of giving care to people who were taking care of elderly parents and other relatives at home.
And so she helped take care of you, too.
And she helped take care of me, too. So it also became an interest and passion of mine. And but along with that comes a lot of other benefits. In other words, a whole other community of people, not only the people you're volunteering with, but the people you're serving.
Yeah, and it's grown pretty significantly within the past decade. Braveheart Volunteers has. Can you tell us a little bit? So Zach Desmond is the program coordinator. What has been going on in the past year? There's been a lot of new programming initiatives. And what are some of those and how have they gone?
Well, it's exciting, actually. Over the last, since 2002, the trajectory of Braveheart has it makes a lot of sense in terms of the where we've ended up. The palliative care kind of flowed very naturally into providing grief and bereavement services for folks who had lost a loved one. And just in this last year, we actually were excited to offer for the first time a grief support conference, actually, for the region. The other exciting initiative that is going to continue over, started this year and will continue over this next 6 months at least, is a quarterly spousal bereavement retreat, a seasonal retreat that actually was founded by our therapeutic program director, Aaron Mathis. And that's been a tremendous success and an incredible support for individuals who have lost their spouse specifically. But those are a couple examples, and another interesting natural consequence of the Braveheart trajectory is that we provide a lot of support, much needed support for families who are facing Alzheimer's disease and related dementia. Mm-hmm. And
so it's not just end of life care,
exactly,
or terminal illnesses, chronic. I think that's when people think palliative care, they think end of life care. They one and the same,
right? And that's and it's been interesting to. I mean, Braveheart was one of the original ideals was to provide this gap in healthcare services or provide for this gap. There was this gap that existed around end of life, and
meaning there was no person to.
Yeah, meaning that there wasn't social support. Even if somebody had the medical support that they needed at end of life, there wasn't necessarily the social support, and especially that support for the caregiver.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That, you know, part of our services and part, you know, a big part of our services is to provide that break for people who are taking care of family members with illness.
And when you talk about respite for the caregiver, you begin to and look at the gap with that in mind. You know, okay, what's not being provided? Alzheimer's disease and related dementia is, I mean, this is a phenomenon throughout the country where people are, because of the degeneration that accompanies dementia, you're looking at individuals and families who are caring longer and longer, mm-hmm, for their elderly loved ones. Mm-hmm. And the need for respite only increases, wow, as those situations get more intense and the stress accumulates.
And it sounds like, too, Braveheart is looking for ways to continue to support the growing needs in the community, and you have just launched a 3-year fundraising initiative. What is the name of the initiative?
It is the Brave Alaskan Adventure.
The Brave Alaskan Adventure. How did you come up with this as a concept? I think anyone who, if you haven't already gone to the Braveheart website or the Facebook page, will see an incredibly intentional and well, really beautifully designed fundraising campaign. But what motivated you to do it this way as a 3-year ask, basically?
That's a great question. It came from acknowledging that we have supporters in this community who have given for over a decade. And it was looking at this incredible community of people who have given, you know, from it, anywhere from just last year was their first time all the way to, Sherry here.
Yes. Longtime supporters. I'm not the only one.
Right. And it was acknowledging, here's people give every year. And there are so many people in this community who have given over this period who can look a few years into the future and see, like, yes, this is something they want to continue to support. It only becomes more relevant as you get older. And it pertains to us all. And I think that that's something. I'm 25 and I've been learning over the last year of just this is something that's so easy to put to the margins of my consciousness, this work, if it weren't right there. And so I look at it as something I know that I'm going to want when I'm older. I see the families that you don't plan to use Braveheart services. You don't necessarily want to be in that position. But everybody that we work with is thankful that we're there. And so we want to provide this 3-year initiative as a way of, it's an opportunity for people to say, yes, I'm going to be here for you for 3 years, Braveheart, so that you can be here for me and my family. And
what are some of the brass tacks of how this all works? So how can people give and where can they find the information?
They can go to braveakadventure.org. And that website is, that's our fundraising website that Emily was describing. And it's a good opportunity. Yeah, you can see everything broken down in terms of what the 3-year initiative looks like, why it exists, and also some really cool prizes that go into it. Yeah.
Do you know some of the prizes off the top of your head?
Yeah, over the next 3 years, basically once a year on July 1st, we're going to be doing a drawing for all the people that have pledged. And so that's 3 opportunities to win the Brave Alaskan Adventure. And it's round trip tickets. It's a stay at a seaside cottage here in Sitka. Great, like, opportunities to go sightseeing. And what we're hoping is that people would, if somebody from Sitka wins the Brave Alaskan Adventure, it's an opportunity to bring up a loved one and share this place, this amazing community that we have, with somebody that they care about, so that they can see what's going on here. Because it's incredible what this community is able to do when we come together and care for each other.
Yeah. Okay. And so July 1st is your goal for this year.
Yes.
Of fundraising. All donations, I see, are tax deductible. And you can give in one lump, but you can also do something called a circle of care option. What's that for?
Monthly giving.
Monthly giving.
Yeah. If $200 a month or $200 in the year seems like, whoa.
Okay.
You can break it down $17 a month, and that's, yeah.
Have you picked the bowl that you're going to draw the names out of? You're giving away a round trip tickets on a plane. It's a little Oprah-esque. It's like giving away a Cadillac.
Yeah, well, we want to make sure we're very intentional about the bowl, so we're giving it time, yeah. If anybody has any bowls that they would like to donate for the purpose of drawing, let us know.
How many people do you serve? What have some of the numbers shown? You mentioned you just got your annual report back.
Yeah, yeah. In 2014, we served 680 Sitkans. And that's, over a range of services. That includes folks who are volunteering, who also benefit from the relationships that they're developing. But it also is, it's all the people in our community who have attended dementia trainings, Alzheimer's disease and dementia trainings, and the various retreats and support groups that we provide.
Okay. Yeah. And what will the money go towards?
This is about, this is the sustainable provision of our programs over these next 3 years.
Well, we, our services currently primarily are volunteer. So there's basically no cost to the recipients of our services at this point. So,
That's pretty incredible. Because healthcare,
we need to ask. Yeah, we need to ask for some help so that we're able to continue doing this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have one last question for you. I don't want to lift the curtain on the wizard too much, but I just have to ask. I was looking at your campaign website, and you have hashtags. If you go on, if you go on their Facebook page, they're using Instagram, and there's a wise words. You're laughing. There's a wise. I guess I'm surprised because you're using new media techniques that are very much with our time. I mean, if you go on the Instagram, any of you listening, it basically is like a bunch of photos with inspirational quotes or images that are meant to create comfort or a feeling of community. There's a Wise Words Wednesday feature. Just go on the Facebook Brave Heart Volunteers page and you'll see what I mean. But just the fact that you've used this media, I find kind of interesting. How did that happen when you were considering how to do a fundraiser? Because there's so many ways to do that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, succinctly, we wanted this to be as communal and shareable as possible. Mm-hmm. And we loved the idea of people in Sitka celebrating this community and identifying that this is something that we want to share with people. We can tell as many people in Sitka as we want, but there's something, I think, something about being able to share this with all the folks like in the lower 48 and that we know who... they want to know what's going on here if it matters to us. And that's been a really fun idea of, okay, how can we make this something that people will be excited to share with their families about so that they can win the Brave Alaskan Adventure and bring them up here.
Hashtag Brave Alaska Adventures when they're in the airport. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Zach Desmond and Sherry Mayo. Zach is the program coordinator. Sherry Mayo is the board president. Their website is braveheartvolunteers.org. And you can find the donate page there. It's just /donate.
It's braveakadventure.org.
There we go. The more immediate link. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emily, for having us.